Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
The Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, was impeached by the State House of Representatives, led by Republicans. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. The story here are accusations of bribery. You have the House Investigating Committee that issued 20 articles of impeachment against Paxton that came after Paxton, the Attorney General, asked the House there to fund a $3.3 million settlement to whistleblowers from his office. This is reported by CBS News, who said they were fired after accusing Paxton of accepting bribes and other misconduct. In the articles, Paxton is accused of, quote, having abused the judicial process to thwart justice, benefiting from the filing of a lawsuit by a campaign donor that interfered with or disrupted payment of the prosecutors in a criminal securities fraud against Paxton that led to a protracted delay in the criminal case against Paxton in what's known as Collin County, where Paxton lives. He's also accused of making misrepresentations or false or misleading statements in official filings to mislead both the public and public officials. A lot of people came out and said, leave him alone. This is ridiculous. Trump was one of those people. The impeachment went forward anyway. So Paxton will be out of office for the next few months. This trial doesn't take place till August. I find it weird that the law in Texas would take somebody out for 2 months from doing their job. That seems awkward to me. It's how, in that if you say, okay, we're doing this, like you impeach the president, there's still a trial, the president's still the president. That's the part. 2 months? Why isn't this happening next Tuesday? Why does it take 2 months? As I have seen the reporting, this will take place in August, will this actual trial. So now you've got people very angry with the Speaker of the House there. You have people making more allegations about him being weak, being, you know, bought and paid for by the Democrats. There's a lot. I don't yet know what I think of what the accusation is about Ken Paxton. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I don't have a take yet. I met the man before. It was on a, we were on a tram at, were we at Reagan Airport? I think we were at the DC airport. It was a tram, said hello. Very nice. That was it. That is the total amount of my, my interactions with Ken Paxton. Didn't offer me any money. I didn't offer him any money. No money changed hands. Just want to put it there. Impeached 20 articles by your own party. I mean, that's a story. That's a story. The governor, Greg Abbott, has the ability to appoint somebody to fill in while this plays out. And of course he will, and it'll be somebody who is equally as strong, because the appointment that Abbott makes is actually going to be a very telling story for him. If he's running for president, it'll be a telling story for him, you know, to show strength to his party, to Texas, the whole thing. Someone who's going to be very, very strong on the immigration front, he's got to pick. So that should happen. But as for the real details, as for the nitty gritty, what's the story underneath? Is there a bit of blood sport in this? Is there a little bit of, let me get back at you because you did this and we'll do that and you accuse this, so we'll accuse that? Possible. Possible. I just don't know if indeed probable. I just don't have the answer. We're going to follow the story. And then we're going to get into the grift that is Black Lives Matter. Did you know that Patrice Cullors, who started Black Lives Matter, who extorted all those companies for money, give to us and we'll say that you're good people, don't give to us and you're a racist. Black Lives Matter, the organization, was a grift. Always was. And for all the people who yelled at me for not saying Black Lives Matter, I was right. They were wrong. Black Lives Matter, the organization, was a grift from beginning to end. The organizer, Patrice Cullors, who took the money that was given, bought herself houses. They only gave away 33% of the money. Millions and millions of dollars. They kept two-thirds of the money, paid themselves. She paid her brother, paid this one, paid that one. Do you know she had a development deal with Warner Brothers? She had a development deal to create scripted series and movies and everything else. You know how much she created? Zero. Which is appropriate because she's only taken, she's never created. If you gave to BLM, the organization, you gave to the grift. You tried to buy your freedom. You don't actually care about race relations in the U.S. at all. I'm talking to you, CEOs. I'm talking to you.